Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Anyway, we're at Funky Buddha Tap Room on Saturday. We had the Funky Ones event, and it was great. Ryan and Casey from Funky Buddha. If you go to the 560 WQAM Instagram page, you'll see some video. Ryan and Casey did the Funky Ones, which was the hot one. So Crowder and I were on stage with them, and we asked them questions while they were eating these progressively hotter and hotter chicken wings. The first wing, if I remember correctly, was like 16,000 Scoville heat units.
Yes.
And the last one, the seventh wing on the flight, was TBA a million. Like, it was ridiculously hot.
Yes.
And Ryan and Casey, to their credit, powered through. They each did all seven wings. They cleared each bone of the meat. They were sweating. At one point, Ryan's left eye started to close up. But it was an impressive. It was an impressive performance. The place was packed. Thank you to everyone who came out to Funky Buddha on Saturday. It was really fun. Like, we had a great afternoon. We stayed all night.
Yeah, it was a good time.
So Lana did the flight of wings. Didn't have to. Just chose to do it. Just play along at his seat. Did the entire flight of seven wings. Jimmy, like a coward, did nothing. Got a burger, fries, didn't offer it to anybody. Like, hey, everybody was like, yo, you want a bite of this? You want to try this? The Yucatan's here. I had crab. What was it, like crab hush puppies?
Those were delicious.
Those were everybody's sharing. Jimmy just huddled over this burger, probably cut it in half, didn't share it, didn't offer anybody a fry. You didn't even eat the fries. I was watching you. Jimmy, you left all the fries.
I ate some of the fries. I just didn't want...
You left all the fries, and you didn't offer anybody one damn fry.
Jimmy, you been to prison? He hunkers over.
Hunkered over his food.
You took a fry, Hawk.
It was to make a point.
It was a lady trying to holler at Jimmy, and she asked me about him. She was like, he's standoffish, isn't he? I said, well, yeah, go talk.
Yeah, you gotta get through this brick wall of emotion. I don't know how to... We haven't been able to penetrate it yet.
I'm going to put you on, Jimmy.
Thanks,
so Solana does the flight of hot wings. And I didn't think you're a big spices guy, Solana.
Why not?
I don't know. You don't strike me as the kind of guy who would eat spicy, spicy foods.
You look weak.
I'm a man. Here's the thing. You know, Jim DeJoseph, your friend, is sitting across from me. And he orders the flight. And he's like, yeah.
And that's nothing for him, by the way. That's like eating a plate of grapes.
Right.
For Jim.
And he's like, yeah, I love spicy foods. I'm going to do this. And I kind of felt like Jim was trying me a little, you know, mm-hmm. where he's, mm-hmm. we're friendly, but it almost felt like, yeah, I'm more of a man than you, Solana.
Right. He wasn't even considering the fact that you might get the flight as well. He was just like, hey, I'm getting them and watch what I do.
Right. So I said, okay. All right. Tough guy. All right. Watch this. I'll do the flight. I'll do it with you. No problem. And I did it.
And I'll tell you, to Solana's credit, man, he powered through. I didn't think at one point that he was made, because on the fourth or fifth wing, no joke, because we're up on the stage, I look over at him, his head is in his hands, mm-hmm. you know, like tornado drill, like something hit him at some point during that where I didn't think he was gonna be able to continue on.
So the fifth one, the first four, like once you got to three and then four, they're spicy, but it's fine. I would be able to eat, you know, 12 wings of the third and fourth one. It would have been fine.
Fifth one was the bomb.
The fifth one was the bomb. Yeah. And I tried to cheat. Because some of the wings were drumsticks, some of them were flats. So with the flats, I could literally take out the bones before putting it in my mouth and almost flip the chicken inside out. So you're eating the chicken and the skin and just swallowing it.
And you're almost not getting it on your lips,
right,
too, which is one of the biggest problems when you have to, like, clear it and you're using your lips.
I tried to do that with the bomb, and I thought I was clear when I swallowed the entire wing whole. And then about 17 to 18 seconds later, brother, there's no cheating the spice. Like, it just, it hits. And I was struggling, brother. I was struggling.
Yeah, I didn't think he was going to make it at that one moment. And then he rallied, though. Because for wing 6 and 7, like, he was there. Like, he didn't tap out. He rallied.
Listen, 7 should not be in human bodies. 7 was diesel gasoline. It was the craziest thing I've ever had and have ever tasted in my life.
Crowder dabbed his finger, literally dabbed his finger in the sauce, put it on his tongue, and then tried to get me to do it. He kept saying, "Hawk, I just did it. Try to do it." And I'm like, "Nah, I'm not going to do that." And he goes, "Good choice by you." He goes, "My throat, just from a tiny dab on my tongue, my throat is on fire."
Mm-hmm. And then I went on to have my wife, both my young kids, and everybody there do the same thing I did, and they were all pissed.
Yeah. Yeah, it was tough.
I give you credit, Solana. You did not have to do that. You powered through. There was a little speed bump, and you got over it. And, it was an impressive performance by you.
I owe my life, though, to the waitress. She was very kind, and I wish I had gotten her name, the waitress at Funky Buddha, because after I took the 7th wing down, and at that point, your mouth is numb. So I just threw it, ate it quickly, cleaned everything off, all the gristles off, and now I'm just sitting there sweating. I'm crying, and she looked at me. She said, "You need some milk." And I said, "Yes, ma'am, I need some milk right now. Bring me a leche immediately." And she came right over, brought me a milk, and it had it not been for that milk, I probably would have been wheeled out of there in an ambulance.
Yeah, we had milk on stage for Ryan and Casey. Yeah. We had glasses of milk for them and milk in a baby bottle. And, you know, it was like cute at the beginning. Like, they're, okay, yeah, I'm going to squirt this out of the baby bottle into my mouth. But then as they got further into it, it was like anything that had milk in it, and however they're delivering it, they would have sucked it right out of the udder of a cow if that's the way put it up there.
But big shout out to you, Jim, Ryan, KC, because man, that was ridiculous. It's hell, if you know what to expect. It's called the damn Funky Ones, hot sauce hots.
Yeah, I mean, it was something that I was not even going to attempt, and I didn't, and I was thrilled. Although this pimento cheese sandwich in the last segment has had some sort of effect on me, but yeah, I did not think I know Solana did not come there with the intention of doing that.
At all. And I was not going to attempt it. I watched the show religiously. I love the Hot Ones. Like, I think it's such a genius show. I have no intentions ever of putting my body through harm.
Not coming out of people's noses. Like, it's just like these are physical reactions that you can't help because that's how hot it is.
And, you know, full disclosure, we all know I have bad gums. So I feel like my mouth is even more sensitive to things like that, where it just seeps into crevices that it shouldn't be seeping
KC
into.
KC had a canker sore on Saturday. Had a legit canker sore.
When a food shouldn't change your personality. Because, like, point. KC and Ryan are the nicest dudes in the world, but, like, afterwards, did you notice how how snappy they were? Hey, man, you got to find them for good. I'm fine.
Bro,
good.
It really was
funny. Their personalities changed.
It disorients you, though. Like, you're disoriented when you're eating.
Yeah, we were asking them a question once up there, and Ryan started answering in tongues. I'm not even joking. I didn't, like, he thought he was talking normal, but he wasn't making any sense. Anyway, props to you, Solana.
What's your hobbies? I golf. What'd you say, Casey? I golf. I like to golf. I golf.
Once again, I prove I'm the toughest person on this show. Despite all the flack I get, I am without question the toughest person on this show.
I'll give it to you on Saturday. Yeah. I will definitely give it to you on Saturday, man.
How long you been in knee rehab?
Had therapy this morning.
have a feeling he got a couple shots of Novocaine before he came. He didn't know what was going on.
Know what was happening.